Well, it is time for a market update. Quint Tatro, Tatro Capital, with us right now. Quint, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
Going to build the wall today. Going to talk about building the wall today. That's going to be the big news. We'll talk about that 9 to 10 this morning. But what's going on in the markets?
Well, I think you're going to have a great possibility that this day in history marks Dow 20,000. The Dow had a great day yesterday, up about 112 points to 19,912. So a lot of indication early this morning that we're going to hit that number today. The news yesterday, which really propelled us higher, was interesting because we had some housing data that was lower than expected. So sales in the month of December came in lower than anticipated, which one would assume then that's a negative thing. However, that news was followed by the fact that home inventory is the lowest it's been since 1999. Basically, we have no supply on the market at all, a consistent demand, which means that we have a robust housing market. Housing stocks led the advance, as did commodity stocks. Why? Because all of this indicates inflation, which is what we've been talking about on your show for a long time. So the market is responding. Inflation is the leader. Stocks are going higher. And, you know, so far, I mean, you know, bottle it up and let's remember when times start to turn again. But so far, things are rocking and rolling on Wall Street.
All right. What about our financial fact today?
Well, you know, financial fact is interesting. I want to allude a little bit that China, private China, seems to be cozying up to Trump quite a bit. We've seen two reports lately. Foxconn, which is the largest manufacturer of or outsourced manufacturer of technology, and they're a Chinese-based company. Actually, they're Taiwanese, but primarily plants are in China. They are reportedly wanting to build a $7 billion facility here in the United States to provide $30,000 to $50,000 jobs.
Wow.
And Alibaba, the equivalent of Amazon in China, is making a big push to partner with U.S. small businesses in their attempt to grow 50,000 to 60,000 jobs. So while the government of China is not very happy with Trump, it seems like the dollars and the private investments are really trying to cozy up to this administration. It'll be interesting going forward, for sure.
Thank you very much, Quint. Have a great day.